All right, so thank you. I'm going to be introducing some of my recent work that appeared elsewhere. This is joint with my advisor, Thomas Seligman. So property testing, of course, is recently extremely popular, but it's also in some sense a very old problem. So Lavoisier describes it as the third reincarnation of a kind of general applied inductive reasoning. So we have some kind of massive structure, a finite structure, a graph, database, etc. And we randomly take a very small sample from it. And then based only on our very small sample, we want to kind of inductively reason and state something about the entire object. So this is, of course, fundamental to statistics and machine learning. And when we look at logic, it essentially turns into a kind of fast randomized approximation of traditional model checking. So my basic theme is what I call the classification problem for testability, where the goal is to classify all so-called prefix vocabulary classes as testable or untestable, so the cases where we can do this kind of fast randomized approximation and the cases where we can't. Prefix vocabulary class, which I'm sure many people are aware of, is a subclass of first-order logic defined by the pattern of quantifiers in the prefix and the predicate symbols and area of the predicate symbols, whether equality is allowed, etc. This was started by Alon et al. In 2000, and they looked at undirected loop-free graphs, and we want a classification along the lines of the classification for decidability, the finite model property, docility, finite satisfiability, associated second-order zero-one loss, etc. And along the way, we generalized a lot of Lon et al.'s results from undirected loop-free graphs. So property testers are probabilistic approximation algorithms to make queries for input bits. And so we're always working on a query model. At the bottom, we have a quick example. So there's a property tester at the bottom here in the box. It has a fixed constant size sample. The magnifying glass is a part of the tester, so it doesn't scale with the input size. It scales only when we choose a new tester. So if the input we're looking at has our desired property, we accept the probability two-thirds or above or some other fixed constant, strictly greater than one-half. And if we are on the other hand far from having the property, we reject with probability two-thirds or above. So it doesn't matter what we do for something that doesn't have the property but is close to having it, as long as we have some kind of defined behavior. And of course, the approximation parameter is hidden inside the word far there. And when we change the approximation parameter, we change the tester to get a different size sample. But the sample size doesn't scale with the input size. As more specific motivation, looking at the Alon et al. Paper again, they prove that all undirected loop-free graph properties with the existential quantifiers in front of the universal are testable, and that there's an untestable property with the universal quantifiers in front of the existential. Both are quite natural subclasses, of course. Reading the proof, their untestable property is expressible with 17 quantifiers, 12 universal, followed by 5 existential. I don't think it can be improved, at least without a different property. They use a kind of complicated gadget and talk about all six cycles, and they need a pair of them. And so a question is whether that's optimal, what happens between those cases, and what happens in the other cases. As more specific questions, we might want to know what the minimum number of first-order universal quantifiers, existential quantifiers, or quantifiers in total that we need to express an untestable graph property or an untestable property for any vocabulary. And the answers are 2, 1, and 3. And for all of them, the vocabulary of directed graphs suffices. Monadic vocabularies don't suffice. And the standard partial order on vocabularies, directed graphs are the minimum. The ultimate goal, of course, is not these three little toy questions, but a complete classification of the testable and untestable classes. And we know that such a classification exists in a finite table because of Gurevich's classifiability theorem. So what we currently know is this table. So exist star for all star with equality is testable, so-called Ramsey's class. Monadic first order is also testable because it's a subset of regular. Anything with at most one universal quantifier is testable. It's Ackermann's class with equality. And the untestable, we have two untestable classes for directed graph properties, so three universal with an existential, and for all these exists for all the so-called Carmore-Wang class with equality restricted to directed graphs. These are all very well-known classes, and this is consistent with a number of well-known classical classifications, such as the classification for the finite model property associated second-order zero-one loss, finite satisfiability or docility, etc. So one of the things that I think is most interesting about it is trying to figure out which of the classical classifications, if any, it's the same as, because all of those are in fact different, and they all differ in the one section that I don't know the answer to yet. And once we figure out which one it's the same as, then we'd, of course, want to know why it happens to be the same as one of the others. So as open problems for future work, of course, finishing the classification, in particular, the only opening cases for predicate logic with equality are all the variations of the Gödel class. So anything with for all two exists and at least one predicate that's at least binary, that would suffice to complete the classification for pure predicate logic with equality. Also, it'd be nice to think about testability of other fragments, including things with function symbols, other things like that. And finally, if anyone's interested in property testing or things like that, we're blessed with a number of excellent recent surveys and introductions, all of which are really wonderful and quite readable. So I'm just going to leave this up at the end, and if anyone's interested, these are all quite nice surveys and introductions. So thank you. That's five. Oh, no. Yeah, no, if oh. Yeah, my solution for a 5-minute talk is just to talk faster and then to cut all the content and put it in an unreachable appendix. The appendix is now gone, so it's really unreachable, but definitions, proof sketches of all of the results, proper citations, things like that. Okay, we can actually go to the... I mean, if you notice, the bubbles go off the right, so the appendix is quite large.